Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 49, no reason to rhyme. We're gonna get down within Brim Skin. I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
And old Brim, it's gonna be banging. Why?
Because it always is.
Hell yeah, man.
I love that little intro.
You like that?
Was good.
Was that cool?
It was good.
I was trying to keep the energy up.
It was good energy. Yeah, I'm a little run down. I apologize.
It's okay. We'll run you up.
Okay, well, get me a Corona and maybe I will.
As long as we don't run you over, we're
exactly,
good.
Exactly, yeah.
So, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need. So...
today's secret word is...
Florida. You guys know the drill by now. If you hear the secret word, you scream real loud. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. If you're in the mucks of Florida... Make sure you scream real loud.
Or if you're in the middle of a quarantine center with the coronavirus, you scream real loud.
Oy, Gavaltz.
That's right.
Oy,
I said
it. You did it. You went there.
I mean, I go topical with that comment well, like every time, so roughly.
We're going to talk about that whole thing, you know.
Yeah, we don't have to, but yeah, we
get it. No, I have it in the notes.
Okay. If it's in the notes, all right.
It's in the notes. So,
in the notes.
What do you call it? First, I wanted to talk about some stuff and things. What do you call it?
Yeah.
So this past weekend, I know you were busy. It was your birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going a little nuts, so crazy.
Bizazz, yeah.
Having some fun and so forth.
I
so
mean,
one,
it was low-key fun, yeah. I just chilled out, really, but it was enjoyable.
Well, first and foremost, everybody, happy birthday. Zambo.
Aw,
all right, so.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zambo. Happy birthday to you.
I'm still depressed.
Oh, stop.
You're an idiot.
So, what do you call it? So, unfortunately, you weren't able to go with us because you were busy.
That was
with,
true. But
Jenna.
Hey, I know you guys had fun. You and Tom both went to the city for Robert Davi.
Yes. Yeah, so, our friend Robert was in Manhattan. If you guys don't know who Robert Davi is, look him up. What do you call it? From Goonies, 007, the whole nine yards. He's in that
Die
new
Hard.
Show, Paper Airplanes. Yes, that Christmas movie, Die
yes.
Hard. I still don't believe it's a Christmas movie.
That's
but
right.
I'm going to let you.
It's a debatable Christmas movie. How about that?
And what do you call it? He was playing at the Birdland Jazz Club. And yeah, listen.
So I did research on the Birdland, too.
Okay.
I like that place.
You haven't even
lot.
Been there yet.
I haven't been there, but just the light research that I did, dude. I want to be there so bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset that I didn't just put my birthday aside just to go to there.
It was totally your vibe. Invited.
Oh, I know
I
you
did. Invite.
I know you did, but there were other things. So
I know, but I did. At least you
listen,
know I tried.
In no way am I saying you didn't. I really appreciated it, you know?
So, yeah. So he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Robert did an amazing job. One thing that drove me absolutely flipping buck wild.
What do you got?
Was the fact that the GPS, they're either great or they absolutely suck. There's no in between. There's nothing. There's no in between there. Like either.
There never really is.
Either it gets you there, you know, in the proper amount of time and you know, you have a great quick trip. You know what I mean? Or it takes you the extended route, you know, where
who
you're going.
Who was controlling the GPS?
Well, I did the first thing and then Tom checked out on his phone.
Okay. So, the reason why I'm saying maybe is because Tom uses Apple Maps and Apple Maps is.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
No, but it was on mine and I was using Google Maps.
Oh.
You know, and mine is usually really good. Now, if I would have been smart, see, I did the dumb thing.
No, what'd you do?
And I didn't even look at where the address actually was. I just looked at the name of the place. I'm like, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll put in GPS. And I didn't think and I didn't look. Had I looked at it, I would have been like, oh, that's a block away from my own normal parking spot. So what do you call it? So I'll go, you know.
Right, it's that one lot, right?
Yeah.
That's really good.
And I would have went right in and I would have been golden. You know what I'm saying? But no. I had to go the route of this that took me on the Throgs Neck Bridge.
Aw.
all around the Hudson, yeah. Okay? And then it took me the back way to the freaking street. I was so pissed, man.
Lame.
I was so pissed.
But now we know for next time, in case we ever do any deals at that place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now we have a nice little cozy little spot to park in and walk into. So
that's my
go.
Place. I've been parking there for like 10 years.
Dude, that's awesome.
Love that place. So, what do you call it? So, Davi was amazing.
Cool.
If you guys have a chance to check out his show, when I tell you, like, he does such an amazing job with, you know, the old Rat Pack stuff.
My dad,
you know what I mean?
Loves him.
Oh, who, Davi?
My dad. My dad loves his music. Well, I mean, of course, my dad loves Sinatra, but like, he found him after I first mentioned him back in 2015 or 2016 when we did the Buffalo Film Festival where we first met Davi, and he was like, "Oh, let me look him up." When I said, "Oh, Robert Davi was in the studio," he's like, "No way!
Yeah,
I was listening to his music recently." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I love it." I'm like, "Dude, that's amazing. I'm so glad that you do." And I have some of his stuff saved on my Spotify as well. So it's really cool to have him come up.
That's great. No, Robert. Yeah. Robert's a straight up cool guy. And what do you call it? So we went, you know, he saved the stage side seats for us.
Aww.
So we were right by the stage. And then what do you call it? He invited us into the back. So we wound up going backstage. We were chatting with the band for
a little bit,
hanging out with Davi for a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know, he had another set to do. We didn't want to drive him crazy and hang out
for too long. Just say hey hi. And
yeah,
because
I know how I am after doing something. You guys are. You know,
it's
like,
just like, you know, get up and go. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah. It was good though. So we did that. Then we went with. What do you call it? Our friend Bob from Mott Haven. My friend Bob from Mott Haven.
Oh, yes.
He's one of the producers from the film that I did with Davi. So he actually was there, and he paid for our drinks, which was so sweet.
Oh.
And then invited us out to dinner. So we went to this really cool place, Bardo, which was is really good. Bardo NYC. It's crazy delicious pizza. They had a dessert pizza, bro, which was like apple pie, like a la mode. It was just ridiculous. Donkulous.
Dude, I've been good these past 2 weeks. Stop.
Yeah, no, I ate like crap. It was ridiculous.
I get it.
Then, to make, you know, a cool weekend cooler, on Sunday, I got to spend some quality time with my girl Claire.
Yeah.
You know, Claire and Abia.
I saw
and
the
Matt
other
James.
Post that you guys did. You guys went to like a candy bar. Right?
Yeah, yeah. We went to this place, Manny's, which is in, it's in Mineola here on Long Island. No
forgets. No, of course.
But they do all the crazy shakes and all that stuff and crazy sundaes and like
that's
all
so cool.
Insane. For those of you who don't know who Claire is from America's Next Top Model, mm-hmm. Westworld. Her husband, Matt, is an amazing artist.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Practical effects designer.
Yeah, what do you call it? Their daughter, Helena James, which is, she's my niece.
I still want to go and see Matt's studio.
Oh, it's amazing.
I would love
it's
to
incredible.
See it because I remember he said he wants us to go out there at one point.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
Definitely. You could go without me.
I know, but
me.
Like, I feel like it would be more fun going with all of us together
oh, yeah.
and like making like a little day thing out of it where we all
oh,
just
yeah.
kind of hang out and maybe go to dinner or something.
Absolutely.
We just chill for a little bit.
So
that's how I like to plan things.
Yeah.
I never like to just go on my own. I always like a party.
So Helena and Eva, the kids.
Of course.
Helena was my flower girl. For
yes.
those of you who don't know, this is you got to understand in entertainment you meet a lot of people, you know, some people, you know, come and go, some people around, you
of
know
course.
But other people are there and they just want to be, you know, involved with you because of what you could do for them and so forth, and it's a sad thing. So when you find true people that you know are quality and are, you know, it's a real friendship, you know, you hold on to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hold on to them like
of
white
course.
On rice. And what do you call it, and Claire, Matt, and the girls are my family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like an extended family.
Getting to spend time with them is just unreal, and
yeah.
and it was wonderful. But I want to talk about those crazy shakes.
Go for it.
What is the Insta fascination with them? I mean, everybody's doing
so
it
because
for the gram.
They're so wild.
Yeah,
they're so wild looking. Normally, you just see a milkshake with some whipped cream and a cherry, and you go, "Oh, that's cute. That's, you know, very 1950-esque." No.
Does it bring the boys
this
to the yard?
Stuff exactly. This is the stuff that brings the boys and your kidneys, hopefully. Producing with your pancreas the right amount of glucose levels to avoid diabetes to the yard.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
You drink the thing and you're like this.
I gotta imagine how Eva was in that case.
Oh, she was crazy. She was crazy.
I can only imagine.
And Helena, what do you call it? She got a little wild. Haley got a little wild.
Helena kind of could definitely see like composing herself to a point, and Haley too.
Yeah.
But Eva, I don't really know 100% because I only saw her for like 5 seconds when they were here.
The sugar
hit. She was in the back.
Sugar
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But these things there. I mean, they're like ginormous. One of them was like $20, and it has like candy soup. sushi on it, and like like big dragon
Insanity.
Fan. It's like cotton candy. You name it, it's on it. It's just crazy.
Wow.
So like I got this really cool one, but I didn't get like the Uber Nut one. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
Uber Nutty stuff, because I didn't want to go overboard. I just ate, you know, at a place that Kim you know had told me about, which
yeah.
it was good. It wasn't like my favorite
thing. Of course.
I think I was too hyped for that. The place that I went. It's the place that she was talking about, the soup and fry place, Super
yeah,
Fry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were good.
Oh.
I was so amped up, ready for it. I was expecting more.
A little bit. Yeah, you probably overhyped yourself. That's
yeah,
what it was.
I
you got to go in.
Was.
You can't go in with vast expectations, even though someone may have gave you a gleaming recommendation
yeah.
for it. You have to be like, all right, this is a new place. I don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
I heard some good things, but I need to see for myself. That's how you got to think, no matter
just
where you go.
Sounded so good.
Because then at that point, you can exceed your expectations and
yeah.
be like, oh, man, this was good stuff.
It sounded just so amazing.
Yeah.
I was just so excited for
no,
it.
No, I get it. It
is what
it
is.
It.
But, you know, they were good, though. I had no complaints.
Of course.
It just wasn't.
You overhyped yourself to be
yeah.
like, ah, crap. Yeah.
Exactly. But what do you, so we had just eaten there, and then we went over to that place. But, you know, listen, all in all, it was a fantastic day and, you know, fantastic weekend. Got to see good friends and what do you call it, industry friends nonetheless, which means, you know, it's always an extra good time because we don't get that quality time. You
no,
know what
it's
I mean?
Very hard now.
Very difficult.
Especially with all our friends doing tours and doing around do acting and everything. It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
To meet up.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Yahoo.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Oh.
So, all right. Now, you're a little bit younger than me. Of course, you know, now you're 29. You're getting close to the 30 mark. So.
Yeah. I'm yawning all the time. The back problems have started. Gray hairs are forming. I mean, I'm a mess now.
But you came from a time where Pokemon was a big thing.
Yeah, I was there when Pokemon first started, in at least the Americas. It was around for a while in Japan, obviously. Mm-hmm. But in the Americas, yeah, I was around with it. What
so
about it?
I enjoy Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I do. You know what I mean? Shamefully, I do.
I get it. But I mean, you're not as into it as maybe we have been. Like,
I don't understand what the allure is. You know what I mean? Like, I got to say, when I'm playing I played the video mm-hmm. game, the online game, and it's addictive.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. No, not that too, but the one on the computer. I played on the tablet. I forget the online game. The online.
You mean the trading card game?
Yeah, and I kill it. I kill it.
Yeah.
You know, because I played with Haley, mm-hmm, so you know, mm-hmm, I'm sitting to play. But it's like, you know, there's so many things to figure out and learn. Like,
oh, of course. And when it comes to, all right, so there's different ways to play, because there's three different forms of Pokemon. There's the video games themselves, then there's the trading card games and its digital versions, and then there's the cartoon series slash manga. So it's very, each part is almost vastly different than the other. Of course, they all take parts of each other to become the universe of Pokemon, or Pokemon, as some people say.
Okay. I've heard it both ways.
Trading card, I know. And the trading card game part is the more difficult one to understand. I had the Game Boy version of the trading card game way back when, and it was difficult to play, dude.
Yeah.
It was very difficult. But then again, the regular Pokemon games were turn-based RPG combat. That's a whole nother thing.
Right.
That's awesome. It works. And that's why those games were popular, because they were simple and easy to understand, even if you didn't know how to read right away. It was one of those things. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the anime was just bright, flashy, cool, fun, lots of monsters, a lot of toys, a lot of collectibles, and that's basically, you know, how the South Park episode Chimpokemon works, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Makes sense. I just, you know, so Haley is just so infatuated with them.
Oh, I can see that.
And, you know, but she likes, like Lunala and Gyarados and all this one and that one. And, you know, so it's like, one, I'm starting to learn some of the names, but, like, now I have to, like, look out for them and buy them for her. So if I see something that she's looking for.
Walmart always has a lot of clearance on the cards, I've noticed.
Yeah,
if you ever want to get her packs.
Well, that's for more packs.
Yeah.
But now it's like, all right, well, she doesn't need 500 flipping cards.
Yeah.
She needs like the specifics, the ones that are going to make the evolutions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, so like in those packs, though, nowadays they come with a code, and those codes you can enter in for the digital card game.
Yeah, no,
which,
I know.
Which works.
Yeah, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I kill it on that game.
Okay.
But I just, you know, I don't understand how people spend so much time, like, really investing, learning what all the evolutions are.
People
and all
do
that
with Magic the Gathering, can't tell you how I have friends that have $20,000 invested into Magic the Gathering, and they say, I don't know how I got this far, but here I am, and I love it way too much. I'm like, are you certain? They're like, oh, yeah, I'm certain. I'm like, okay.
That's crazy.
You do you, man. Hey, listen, they're having fun. You're enjoying yourself. If Haley's having fun and enjoying herself, dude.
She's loving it.
She's enjoying it.
But
so
that's
all we got to do.
I got to figure out how to do the actual card game so she could play the game also.
You can look it up online. I believe that there's mats and stuff that you can print out or at least look at to give you, like, okay, that's the defense pile, that's the attack pile, there's your marbles, there's your gems and all those power stones and crap.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So, this coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah.
Now, it's here joke.
Here it comes with good with lime. It's good with salt and tequila mixed in.
Wow.
Oh,
you went there.
I'm sorry. We're not talking about the boomer jokes here.
Wow.
No. So, okay.
It's all right. So, it's devastating so far.
No, absolutely
and,
devastating.
We have
a few cases already in the U.S. There's a roughly estimated 90,000 people infected in China right now.
That is not a good thing.
That is not a very good
thing.
This
is, and they said The Walking Dead can't really happen.
No, not really. And at the same time, interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, now this is unconfirmed.
Okay.
So,
there's like six people here in New York.
Yeah, they're luckily, I believe, quarantined at this time.
Okay.
So anybody who's listening, please avoid touching your nose, your mouth, your face, your ears. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, you know, wipe down your doorknobs, your car handles, your keys, anything that you know that can get in touch with the outside world that you may just have to touch. If you touch a door handle.
Well, I touch my eyes right now.
Obviously be careful. But, you know, you could just take the standard, like, flu prevention practices and just wash your hands a little more a day. One thing, though, to get back into what's going on here, allegedly, it's been floating around that some documents have leaked from the PRC, People's Republic of China,
okay,
that it was apparently going to be used originally as a bioweapon, and it got compromised.
Seriously?
And that's why it spread. And that's why it's and that's why it got exposed into the
that's
into the
not
open
so
world.
Good.
Oh yeah. So now this is all alleged. So by all means, this is just starting to form as of a few hours ago of this recording.
Right.
So whether or not that is true, I don't know. Maybe we'll have more information next week if I'm not infected, teehee, or if I'm not killed for releasing this information. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's crazy. At the end of the day,
it's wild. So please, everyone, please be careful. Avoid Asian markets for now, usually the Asian markets as good of deals and as good of food as they have there. Some of it may be prepared in a unhealthy standard way that could expose you to getting sick.
And didn't you say something earlier off air about it, like
what?
Being a relative of the SARS?
Yes, I said this before. It's actually a derivative of the SARS virus, the one that's the same.
It's like bird
virus
flu.
From like 2008. Yeah, not bird's flu. That's avian flu.
That's the avian flu.
That's also crazy. Apparently, oddly enough, if you pay attention to history, every single century that there's that's always started in the 20s.
Okay.
So like the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, and all that stuff, all had a plague that or a breakout of a disease that always seemed to happen in the 20s of that century.
Really?
So it's a very strange coincidence that as in 2020, nature once again decides to play that cruel joke of, hey, guess what? Virus.
That's crazy.
So it's very strange. It's very strange.
But knowing what's going on, it's probably man-made.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like
so,
I said.
Now, this is the craziest thing. So in China,
all
right, there were parents that actually abandoned two sick kids at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They hopped onto a freaking flight after the staff refused to let the sick kids on the airline.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of staying with them, they were just like, see ya, and jumped on the freaking... Who does that?
Well, in China, people are much more disposable than you think. And also, at the same time, those parents are probably infected and they don't know it yet. It takes a couple days for it to show symptoms.
Unbelievable.
So they probably just brought that shit all over the plane. Pardon my French.
Yeah. Speaking about bad parents, did you hear about the NYPD officer here on the island? Him and his fiance, they were charged with killing the guy's 8-year-old son at their home last night. Last week.
Oh my God.
He was, what do you call it? He was, I believe he was autistic. I'm not exactly sure, but what do you call it? They were charged with second degree murder because, they took the kid and he was suffering from hypothermia. They locked him outside or something like along those lines. And, they didn't get him any help. And his internal body temperature, was 76 degrees. They found out that they took him because he was, again, in the autism spectrum. They took him and they were forced to sleep on the bare concrete floor in the unheated garage, and the temperatures dipped to 19 degrees outside. And he died. They took him and they brought him inside, allegedly, put him into a warm bath so that he would heat the body up so that it would say that he was 76 degrees or something, rather than, below zero, whatever the hell it was. This guy is a piece of garbage, and I hope they freaking destroy him and this woman.
No,
that is disgusting.
Awful.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
and apparently there's been an ongoing thing that people weren't sure, but there were,
signs of
abuse
going on.
Yeah.
Wow, well, I hope that guy gets canned.
Yeah,
horribly.
Well, obviously more than canned. I hope he gets,
I mean, canned as in, like, packed into a can of tuna and sent out,
Basically.
Yeah.
So, they're investigating the extent of the abuse and wondering
good.
If it extended to all the children. Because apparently they had three daughters and another son, I believe, or something like that. There was, like, a couple of kids at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what, I don't know all the details, but that's neglect and disgusting, and I am just absolutely.
Listen, if you and I had our way with that person, those people, it would be a very another story.
No.
It would be a story of vigilantism, basically.
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
No,
I can't.
It's true.
Real quick before we go to break, L.A. wept this week. Kobe Bryant had that helicopter accident.
His
daughter, rest in power, rest in peace. What do you call it? Did you hear about that dumbass news reporter, Allison Morris?
Yes.
What a flipping moron.
Oh,
Who drops the N-bomb while delivering a report live on air?
She was probably thinking of three words at once, and it just slipped out in the worst way possible because, if you're thinking that word to begin with, that's already horrible.
Exactly.
But I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt at the same time.
Okay.
Because, it was the Knicks, the Lakers, and then it was Kobe Bryant. So it's like one of those things feels like it just, she probably thought two words at once and like a Freudian slip just messed up, like shoulder and soldier.
Listen, listen, Miss Morris, okay? You did not say Nakers, okay? You didn't mix up Knicks and Lakers. It makes no sense. Nope. The Knicks in New York, honey, just so you're aware. I even know that and I don't know sports. You're a piece of garbage and you should be fired. Anyway, that being said, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin. And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, of course, this is a tamer episode this week.
Relatively.
So, what do you call it? One, I wanted to throw a shout out to our new in-house masseuse.
Yes. All right? So,
Christina is our massage therapist
here at
the Grindhouse Radio. She does Advo Fit Spa. So, anybody in the Long Island area, if you need a masseuse, I'm going to tell you. I was in absolute heaven, and Zambo's getting his done on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I am super stoked that we have this.
Hey, and when you're done with her, go down the hall, take a knock on our door. If we're not recording, Maybe we'll talk
to you. Maybe we'll say hi.
Maybe we'll take pics.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And they take, they, what do you call it? She takes insurance and all that. So if you, they take no fault. So
nice.
If you're in an accident, you need to do something. Check her out.
Nice.
I'm telling you, you need to visit.
How do you feel?
I feel before and after. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Unbelievable.
How do your shoulders feel?
I need it again because of just my body in general, but I felt so
good.
Hey,
as long as it helps, man.
So good. You know what I've been seeing a lot on, especially because of this whole new Picard show.
What's up?
I've been saying so much with Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. You know what I mean?
Well, they're both very close friends.
How sweet is that relationship?
They're like the lovers that can't be.
They're both gay.
Patrick Stewart's more effeminate, but he's still heterosexual. He's married.
Patrick Stewart?
He's married. He's got kids.
No, I was told he was gay.
No,
are you sure?
Ian McKellen
Hold on. Just because he's married with kids,
but he's also very effeminate and very open about his sexuality.
So maybe that's it.
So maybe he's more or less.
There are pictures. I've seen pictures of them kissing.
Oh, I know, me too. And they've been kissing for years. Like
on the lips.
Yeah, I know. I love you, Steve. I'm not kissing you on the lips. They peck each other on the lips all the time.
Okay.
There's been pictures like that for years. But no. He's actually said, like, no, I'm just very open about my sexuality.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe they get crazy.
I mean
outrageous.
Both two old men. I mean,
ill. I don't want to think about all that.
That's you. That's you thinking.
I think you've had enough.
I think you have.
Now you've had enough.
Thing. Oh man. Well, yeah, anyway, they're two amazing actors.
They really are.
What do you call it? They were a fantastic duo. I loved when they did Xavier and Magneto together. And you know, listen, there are very few companionships in the world that measure up to their friendship.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like I love you, but I'm not kissing you on the lips.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Maybe Wednesdays.
Maybe.
And God forbid Mr. Greer, because he doesn't like to be touched.
No, he doesn't like to be touched by anybody, not even himself.
I don't get that.
I mean, it's different, because like if it's somebody that he trusts, he understands. But at the same time, it's a stranger putting oil and then massaging him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that I think that's what gets him. I think I kind of figured that out. You know, he's very plain Jane with that.
That's crazy. He's plain Jane with a lot of things.
True.
But we're not going to talk about that
no.
on there.
No.
We'll talk about that and tease him in private. You hear me, Greer? We're going to tease you in private, son.
That sounds so wrong.
I know. It does.
You tried.
I'm sorry. I tried. Did you hear about the woman who was crossing over a Florida lake zip line?
No.
She was going on a zip line in Florida, and an alligator actually lunged at her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and everybody, instead of like, you know, going, everybody was like cheering and laughing while
woo,
it happened.
You
yeah.
suck. Woo!
How ridiculous
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, woo! I would have literally dumped
it's nuts,
my pants.
Right?
I would have dumped my pants.
It was, all right, now, I honestly thought that when I saw the headline for it, and I saw the video that it was going to have jumped up like breaching the water. Mm-hmm. It really didn't. It wasn't like, oh
but
my
like, it
God.
Kinda went like,
it kind of like jumped up like tiny little bit and yeah. it was it. And I mean, she was like so far up, it wouldn't have gotten it.
But scary.
Yeah, I'm now what would have really been crazy is if a great white jumped up and grabbed her ass.
Okay, then that would just be like Sharknado or
well,
whatever.
When they breach, they go high, man.
They can.
Have you ever seen like
yes,
Shark Week?
I have.
Shark Week's best time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You see some crazy stuff.
Oh, I know.
I wanted to talk about Nicki Minaj, her brother.
Okay.
Okay. You familiar with what's going on with that?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Her brother got 25 to life for raping a kid under 13.
25 to life is
I think
a little
it was,
short, in my opinion.
I think it was his daughter-in-law. Not daughter-in-law. Stepdaughter.
Still.
Stepdaughter.
25 to life is not enough.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
well,
it was his stepdaughter.
To be honest, though, it was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was rape. He's going to jail. They'll take care of him.
His anus is going to be destroyed.
Oh, it's a little more than that. Yeah.
It's horrible. You know, why do people feel the need to do disgusting things?
People are monsters.
It's not even, I don't know, man.
Humans
like,
are
you know,
monsters.
19-year-old, 20-year-old, you know what I'm saying? And you're
hopefully
in your 20s
not rape,
or 30s.
Though.
But not rape, I'm
yeah.
saying. But if you like, you go, oh, all right, well, she's cute. You know, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they make girls a hell of a lot differently now than they did then. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, first of all, rape is never okay.
Never.
And touching
no
an underage
no,
girl
is
never okay.
You need
so
consent.
That's unbelievable, man. man. So I wanted you to talk about, you had mentioned something about Miss Fart Queen herself.
Ah, Wendy Williams.
Oh, Wendy.
So
did you lift your cheek, Wendy?
She totally did.
Oh, Wendy. You nasty bitch, you. Oh, you're farting up a storm. Did you shit your pants? That's all I got.
Go ahead, one more time.
Oh, one more? There
Thank
we go.
You. That's all. I just needed that one more time.
That was your answer.
So, apparently people have isolated the audio, and it is indeed a wet, flappy fart.
Really, though?
Oh, yeah. And she tried to defend it as if they were doing an experiment with air tanks in the back and it got picked up by her lav, or it got picked up by a microphone that was in the back that was live, and the sound engineer was like, oh, there's hissing, we got to stop it. In reality,
really,
she made herself look so guilty by over-explaining it and then trying to bring on other people to explain it with her, to say, right? Yeah, I didn't fart on air. Meanwhile, one of them just literally said, no, you basically just didn't. She's like, bah, 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 in the middle of air. Oh, my God, yeah.
No.
If you look it up online, you'll see. It's actually really funny.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Why
I may be over-exaggerating a little bit, but you can tell that she shut him up real quick from talking.
Why would you
I would have just owned up to it. Be like, listen, it happens. I'm so sorry that y'all heard it. I thought it was going to be a squeaker. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
It's natural.
That's what you could have done.
Yeah, if you've been like, listen, I had some chili
earlier. She deserves
earlier.
That embarrassment after the Joaquin Phoenix discussion.
Oh, yeah,
honestly,
absolutely.
She deserves that embarrassment.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, look, if you're gonna crap yourself on national mm-hmm. television,
at least
you know what I mean?
Funny.
At least live up to
yeah,
it.
And make it funny.
Yeah, man. I'd be like, excuse me, that is so embarrassing, but you
we'll
know
be right
what?
Back. I have to change my pants.
Yeah, this is real world, and this really happened. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least you're out in the audience, and you can't be up. You're not up here smelling.
Exactly.
It. Right?
Exactly.
Ew, so disgusting.
That's ridiculous,
man.
Le
him, the her.
Major loser.
And it is what it is, man.
It is.
You know, I'm
it
just. You know, who's the, what was it, somebody in the White House or somebody did that not too long ago? Wasn't
I
like
forget.
It was the same type of thing, and he's like, oh, it was somebody is moving their cup on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I remember that, and they tried to replicate it, and it wouldn't work. It was like someone trying to squeeze, move on a chair to try and replicate the sound, and then it doesn't work.
No, yeah,
it's
like
that.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you do such
Just
a thing?
Just own up to it, you morons.
Yeah.
It makes you look 10 times more guilty. Then it should just be like, yeah, I accidentally farted. Sorry, guys. Like, done. That's all you gotta do. Excuse me. I apologize.
Shame on
That's
your
all
damn
you,
self.
You know, it's better to say you're sorry than to try and hide the fact, you stupid malacca.
Stupid. What the hell is a malacca?
It's a mother effing.
Really?
Yeah.
A malacca?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that
yeah,
on the radio?
I mean, as long as nobody speaks ancient Greek, yeah.
Wow. This is true. So I did this. I did this guest appearance on, what do you call it, Limo Talk, it was called.
Yes, I heard about that.
So it was Graz, Charlie, I can't remember the other guys on the show, their names. I'm sorry, guys. I think Bob, maybe, and whatever. It was interesting,
cool.
man.
Yeah, I heard it was fun. You
it
had
was
a good
interesting.
Time. I didn't get a chance to tune in, sadly, but I'll tune into the aftercast. I've yet to actually look.
They what do you call it, they're a dirty bunch of cats,
Dirty
man.
Bunch of cats?
Yeah, man.
Aww.
Like, they drop F-bombs like
yeah?
Nobody's business. And
well.
Talking about, you know, kid
and
cats, you
think.
You know what I'm
we
saying?
Skirt the line.
Yeah, man, we're not that bad.
They lunge over it like a hurdle.
It was fun. Oh, so check this out. So
yeah.
We're in the middle of doing this. You would lose your goddamn mind.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the show, okay? Mm-hmm. And that we're sitting there, they're talking, and so this woman opens up the door,
mm-hmm.
all right? Apparently she's like the salesperson or somebody
mm-hmm.
from the location.
Mm-hmm.
She opens up the door, and she's like interrupting the show in the middle of the show. And she starts talking, not on a mic, not on anything. She's just sitting there talking. And we're like,
what are
I go,
doing?
I'm like, excuse me. I said, you do realize we're on air, right? Like, are you serious?
All right. There's radio etiquette that a lot of people don't realize what goes on. Like radio is free form as you may hear it.
Yeah.
Production does go into it. That is not good radio etiquette.
No.
And no fault to the dudes that were in there.
No, they were great.
Definite fault to the women, to the woman. Text one of the dudes. Say, listen, need to talk to you about a sales thing. Get back to me ASAP.
It wasn't even that. She was coming in just to be an idiot.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
I'm telling you. You don't even want to know.
I would have literally said, stop the show. Get out.
It was live.
You're
not
in. I wouldn't have cared. I would have said,
hold
up.
You could see the whole thing.
I would have literally said, hold up. Get out of the room.
Ugh. Anyway, listen, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Within Brimskin. As for Zambo and I, make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week.